Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive, is on the radio this morning. Warren Cunningham is here, and good morning, Coach. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, good. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. Of course, you all are, right in the smack dab of exciting days for basketball season, aren't you?
We are. We're right in the middle of our season.
And Friday night is the crosstown rivalry game at the high school, and that's always exciting for folks, isn't it?
It is. We host Glasgow Friday night, girls' game at 6, and the boys' game to follow.
And we've got something extra special that is coming up this Friday night, and the inductees for the Athletic Hall of Fame for 2026, right?
Yes, sir, we do, and we're going to have the recognition between games this Friday night. It's our 2026 class of the Berrien County High School Athletics Hall of Fame. I think this is our fourth class, and it's been one of the best things that I've been a part of as far as our Athletic Hall of Fame. I'm fortunate enough to be on that committee, but just seeing these folks being recognized for the accomplishments and their contributions toward Berrien County High School Athletics has just been really, really neat experience for those folks and their families, their children. It's just been one of the best things that I've been a part of.
Well, as you come into the entryway there into the gym, it's always nice to see those who have been honored in these past few years. And we're going to add a few more names.
We sure are. And we're going to recognize them, like I said, between the girls and boys basketball games Friday night. And we'll start with Kenneth Corbin. He's a 1981 graduate of Berrien County High School. Was a standout pole vaulter, two-time state champion pole vaulter at Berrien County High School. And one of the most accomplished individual athletes that we've had. So we're excited to recognize him.
Kenneth, a good guy, so that's exciting.
Yes.
Track recognized here in the Hall of Fame.
We do. We have had a lot of track and cross country. We've had so much success in those two sports.
It's been a big part of our history, hasn't it?
It sure has. It really has. And those folks, it kind of goes along. I want to say this too, but we need more nominations.
Yes.
So folks that want to nominate, you're welcome. If folks have my contact, you're welcome to reach out to me. But you also can find the nomination form at the Berrien County Schools website.
Okay.
You can go to the athletics tab. It's down there. But we do need more folks because we have so many folks in our teams, contributors, individuals, coaches that need to be recognized, that we do need to be nominated.
Well, that's great. The next inductee, longtime coach for our area, Jerry Eubank.
He coached at both schools.
Yes.
So
both
fan bases will be able to recognize him Friday night. But Coach Eubank is our winningest football coach in our school's history. He was coached 15 seasons, won 85 games, had some really, really good teams, had a team that was ranked as high as number 2, went 10-1. They beat Bowling Green a couple times, Franklin Simpson. So just had some really, really successful teams in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
Back
when I was in school.
Okay.
Coach Eubank was, the fixture back when I was in high school. I'm telling my age there. But, yeah, we were excited about football under his tenure.
Yeah, and he had a lot of success even after he left Berrien County High School at Glasgow and some other places. So still lives in the area. So we're excited to recognize him.
Good deal. Who's next?
Tommy Simmons, a 1990 graduate of Berrien County High School. And when you do this, you learn some neat things about folks. But he was an outstanding football player, but also track and field. He was a two-time discus state champion. And something interesting about him, he went on to cheer at the University of Kentucky.
I did not know that.
So, some of those things, it just shows you how athletic some of these guys and gals are.
That's pretty cool.
You know, he was football, track, and then went on to cheer at UK.
Well, that is pretty cool. And let's go back to track and cross country because we're going to honor an entire team this year. Is that right?
Yes, we are. The 1990 boys cross country state champion team. They won the region meet, won the state meet, and basically just, according to Terry Reed, they just won everything they were involved in and some really good competitors. So it's been each year we have recognized a team. We've inducted a team. So the 1990 boys cross country state champion team is this year's team.
Well, very exciting. And last but surely not least on the list, and I save this for last especially, our own Jay Turner is going to be inducted.
He is, and a man that we all know well. And, you know, we have about four different groups. We have athletes, coaches, teams, and then contributors.
Yes.
And I don't think there's anybody that we could say that's been more of a contributor, Barron County High School Athletics, than Jay Turner.
Definitely. And he, the voice of the Trojans.
He is, and we're all a little partial and biased, but I think he's the best.
I
don't think there's anybody. There's a lot of good folks that do that as far as high school play-by-play, but I think you could put him up against anybody at any level.
Definitely.
The work that not just how good he is, but the work that he puts in, the prep time, and he's at games before I am a lot of times.
Exactly, and that's why he couldn't be here this morning. I knew better than to try to get him in this early, because it's early for Jay right now. But yeah, he's truly a contributor and does such a great job. And it was just last year the press box notification happened, right?
Yes, it was. And we named the press area the press box for basketball games after Jay.
Right.
And I think this is his 30th consecutive year calling games for the Trojans and Trojanettes. And he's just such a a great asset to have, because folks can, whether you're driving down the road and listening to him,
right,
or these days a lot of folks watch and listen.
Exactly.
He's the best.
He is.
There's no doubt that he is.
He is indeed. And we are looking forward to Friday night on his behalf. I think he's got some family coming in and a lot of friends that are going to be celebrating with him. It'll be a good night for him.
Yeah, he will. And a lot of, like I said, the inductees that we've had, their families come.
Mm-hmm.
Some haven't been back in a while. Some come all the time, but some haven't been back in a while. And it's also a way for their families and their children and grandchildren to see their accomplishments and to see their contributions to Barron County High School Athletics. And like I said, it's just been a really neat event, because we have a meal for those folks where they can spend some time together and
super,
and be around their families and each other and some of our other inductees. And it's just been a really, really neat event that we've started.
Well, good deal. Kenneth Corbin, Jerry Eubank, Tommy Simmons, Jay Turner, and the 1990 BCHS cross country team inducted into the 2026 Class Athletic Hall of Fame. So exciting night coming up Friday evening.
That's right. We've got two basketball games, the induction ceremony, so a full night of good activities. So come on out to Barron County High School.
And we'll have those games here on WCLU Burgundy and WCLU Blue. We'll be on covering those and covering all the activities. So it's going to be exciting. Coach Warren Cunningham, always appreciate having you in, and thanks for all you do.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Warren Cunningham with us this morning, 7:36. And we want to thank the Hive Coffee and Bakehouse for sponsoring Coffee and Conversation. Stop by and get something really good to drink this morning, or something really good to eat, and maybe both. 7:36, we'll come back with some music in a moment.